from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A lot to get to as it is officially football season, and we got a baseball team marching towards an NL East championship. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia people. Listen, we're at that time of year where don't write checks that you're not willing to cash. And what I'm talking about is this, because Kyle sent me this last night. Kyle, who was the guy's name that made this proclamation about the Florida State-Boston College game?
I don't remember what his name was, but he was a Florida State fan.
And he had a very colorful description. That's the best way I can describe it, people. I think his account has been deleted. But he had a very colorful description about what he would do if Boston College beat Florida State. And it had something to do with a red solo cup and some other stuff. But my point is this. Don't throw stuff out there that if it doesn't go your way that you're not willing to back up. He has since deleted his account. He's probably gone dark because I'm pretty sure.
He's on the run.
Because I'm pretty sure what he said, people are asking him or making sure that he makes good on his promise. He's probably not going to do it because that was a lot. It was a lot to make a promise.
Oh,
about.
My goodness, it was. And it didn't go well. So you say that. You say don't write checks you can't cash and all that and say things you can't back up. Well, it sounds to me like WIP, and it sounds to me like some hype here for the Philadelphia Eagles. Because, Hugh, it's building. It is building here. We are now just a few days away.
Won't be long now.
No. We're 2 days away from the NFL season starting Thursday night. 3 days away from the Philadelphia Eagles starting in Brazil against the Packers. We've got a big show planned today as we get revved up for Eagles season. Ross Tucker an hour from now. Howard Eskin at 12. Elliot Shore Parks live from Brazil will join us in the 1 o'clock hour. And here we start here today with how good this football team is and how great they actually could be. And Hugh, this is why I bring this up, because I'm seeing a lot of predictions out there, a lot of people saying the Eagles are going to win the NFC, saying the Eagles are back to being the best team in the NFC. And it's interesting because for a lot of the last 2 years, right, a lot of the last two seasons, they were the best team in the NFC, right? I thought from the beginning through the end of 2022, they were the best team in the NFC. From the first day of the season until the Super Bowl, they were the best team in the NFC 2 years ago. And then, Hugh, last year, a lot of people still believed they were, right? Up until December, up until the end of November, they were 10-1. And people said, they're the best team in the NFC again. They're the favorites to come out of the NFC again. Hugh Douglas, as we start the season, in your eyes,
yes.
I love when I can't even get the question. Are the Eagles the best team in the NFC?
Yes. Yes. To me, they are. And I know that a lot of people might feel like I'm being facetious, hyperbole, because I play for the Eagles. But I look at it like this, and this is simple for me. I look at the roster. I know that the defense, there's a lot of questions on defense. But I've been saying since I've been here that defense is a luxury, not a necessity. And I believe that. I think that this defense is going to play well enough to help this offense be great. But this team is built around this offensive firepower. That's obvious when you go out and you go get another receiver, Jahan Dotson, to add along with the receivers that you already have, and the running back like Saquon Barkley. So I feel like the Eagles are doubling down on what they believe their quarterback to be and what this offense could potentially be. So, yeah, I believe they are the best team in the NFC.
Well, I know you believe that. I am very curious who agrees with you today. How many people believe that? 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles the best team in the NFC as we get ready to start the 2024 season? All right. Again, so I see the reasons here for potential. I see the reasons for excitement. And everyone should be excited. I mean, the Eagles have Kellen Moore now calling the offense. They have Vic Fangio, one of the great defensive coordinators of all time. They have a quarterback who they paid a lot of money to now, which should be coming into his prime. They have two incredible, incredible wide receivers here. And a tremendous running back that they spent a lot of money on to bring in. Like, the talent is here. The talent is here. But, Hugh, I need to see this before I believe it. And I'm not ready today to say they're the best team in the NFC. Are they one of? Yeah, sure. They're one of the better teams in the NFC. But I'm not ready today to say they're better than San Francisco. Not yet.
I mean, I am.
Maybe they will be halfway through the season. I'm not ready to say they're better than the Detroit Lions yet. And I'm not ready to say they're better than Green Bay, who went further than last year. We'll see Friday night how these two teams look on the same field. But I need to see this first. I have questions on the offensive line. I have questions on the pass rush, major questions. I think Vic Fangio probably shares a lot of those questions on the offensive certainly the defensive line. Two new coordinators that could take some time to settle in here. And they're young. They are young on defense. 215-592-9494. I'll tell you one person who does agree with you, Hugh. That would be Dominic Foxworth of ESPN. Hey. Listen to what he said about the Eagles being the best in the NFC now.
I think the Eagles are the best team in the NFC, and I think that they should be the front runners to win the NFC next year. Their biggest issue last year was coordinators, and they've addressed that with Kellen Moore, who I think is above average offensive coordinator, and Vic Fangio, who is kind of a legend as far as defensive coordinator is concerned. They went on and addressed the cornerback situation with Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell in the draft, and that D-line is as talented as ever. And one of the things that we never talk about much, except for when my guy Jeff Saturday is there, is the most important thing on the offense is that line. And that line is still great.
So that line is still great. So a lot of what he said there could certainly be true. They did, Hugh, change the defensive backfield, right? The drafting of Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. They added Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. I think he's right about the coordinators. He's right about the defensive backfield. The defensive line could be good if Jalen Carter takes that jump. But I don't agree with that offensive line take. They lost Jason Kelce. I'm supposed to believe this offensive line is as good as ever?
I mean,
come on now.
You know what? And again, no disrespect to Kelce, but the leadership thing that he brought to the table was undoubtedly a big deal. No question about it. The way that he played the game was undoubtedly a big part of that. But it's one of those positions where when you look at all the weapons that they put around him, or around Jalen, I should say, mm-hmm. like you can compensate for losing a Hall of Fame player like Jason Kelce.
Ooh,
I know.
A Hall of Famer.
Compensate. I'm not saying that they're better, but, you know, Cam Jurgens is a little bit more athletic. And he still, his story hasn't been written yet.
Sure.
Now, does he have some big shoes to fill? No question about it. No question about that. Jason's savviness at that position was key for this team. But I feel like I've seen teams, when they lose key players like that, cornerstone players like Jason is, that they have ways of compensating. And if the quarterback gets the ball out of his hands quickly and they design certain things to help the quarterback be successful, they could compensate for losing a player like Jason.
Well, they're going to have to here. 215-592-9494. All right, so Dominic Foxworth laid it out. But Clay Harbor, former Eagle, Clay Harbor, on Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio. Listen to this. He took it even further. Not just the Eagles are the best team in NFC. He really is putting it out there on how much better they are. Here's Clay Harbor on the Eagles atop the NFC.
How many teams in the NFC do you think are better than the Eagles entering this season?
None.
Not the Niners.
Not the Niners. I mean, obviously they got after the Eagles last year, and the Eagles' finish was abysmal. It was embarrassing. It was like, as a former Eagle and as a fan, it was awful. But for me, a lot of it had to do with the coaching. You're switching your defensive coordinator halfway through the season. I think bringing in Fangio, obviously didn't have a great year, but this guy knows defense. And being there at camp, I've been to a couple days at camp. To me, I haven't been as impressed with an offensive coordinator as I have with Kellen Moore in a long time. I only saw a couple practices. But the way he's able to isolate Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown and have an equal amount of plays for each of those guys, what I saw was Jalen Hurts being incredibly, incredibly poised and just owning this offense. He looks so good. Saquon looks good. And that defense looks much better.
Well, they better be. And there's Clay Harbor laying it out. He loves Kellen Moore. I mean, you can hear that.
Much better.
Much better. Well, yeah. I mean, it can't be much worse than they were last year on the defensive side of the ball.
I mean, listen, let's and I try to tell people this all the time. Let's be real realistic about what this offense could potentially, I mean, this defense could potentially be. I just want to put that out.
So what's real? Like middle of the pack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's real.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that realistic or is that high expectations?
No, that's realistic.
Okay.
That's realistic because when I say middle
that.
Of the pack, I'm thinking
16, 17. So like a little below average, 17, 18.
Middle of the pack though. Yeah, this is what, 32, I'm doing math.
Yeah, 16's middle, 17's slightly below average. That's all right.
I'm pretty good at math.
Yeah, we're really setting the expectations
high.
No,
I'm just saying early on, but it has a chance to change.
If you tell me right now the Eagles finished 16th or 17th in defense,
you'll
I'm taking
that.
It. Oh,
yeah.
I would, because last year was totally different. 215-592-9494. All right, let's start off. It is football season. It's week one. In your mind, do you believe the Eagles are the best team in the NFC? Kyle, what are you feeling here as there's a lot of expectations now building on this Eagles team?
Yeah, I am very confident that the Eagles are going to be better than they were last season. I think the what those guys mentioned, Foxworth and Clay Harbor, about the coordinators being a definite upgrade this year is a very big deal. And I think that we will see that like in the product on the field. But I need to see a lot more before I go best team in the NFC. I just have way too many questions that I need answered. I don't agree that everything's just going to be okay with the offensive line and the defensive line. I just think there's too many question marks on both sides of the ball there, like in the trenches, for me to go best team in the NFC, like no doubt. I don't know. Like the Niners feel like they're always there. Like the Niners are always at the top of the league. I think the Lions are probably poised to take another step forward. I'm not sure about Dallas, but like, man, I don't know. Like when I look at the Eagles compared to some of those other teams, I just have too many question marks that I need to answer before I go best in the NFC already.
I think that's it. It's the question marks about the Eagles. It's not talent. Like no one's going to come out this week on any network, on any station and say the Eagles aren't talented. Hugh, they're really talented. It's a matter of can they put it together? Because
yeah.
Last year, for whatever reason,
they didn't put it together.
They had talent. Like, the part that always strikes me about the end of last season is they weren't suddenly talentless. They had plenty of talent. They had Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and all these guys down the stretch of the season. And they looked like a terrible football team down the stretch. Like that's.
They had no direction.
No direction.
They had no direction. I think that now that they do have a direction. I think the biggest thing this team last year where they got in trouble is that in certain situations they had no clue. I mean, and it looked like that. I mean, it felt like that was obvious when you look at the way that they play down the stretch. I'm thinking about Arizona.
Oh, that was a bad one.
Man, that was real bad. Keystone Cops. That's the best way I can describe it. It was the Keystone Cops. I feel like now that with Coach Fangio, you're bringing in somebody who not only knows the game, but knows situational football.
Mm-hmm.
And is going to put his players to the best of his ability in position to be successful. That's something we didn't have last year. We did not have that. The fact that Quinyon Mitchell is going to be a starter, that says a lot about his growth and how much he's picked up, what Coach has been putting down. I think a lot of what Coach Fangio has been trying to do and the reason why he's been really reserved and some of the things that he says is because he doesn't know who's going to actually implement what he wants to do on the field until they actually have to do it. And I think that's the big part of it. That's why he doesn't know. It's different when they use an analogy, when the first starts to fly during the regular season. It's a little bit different when it gets real, when you're in live fire drills.
And it's about to get real on Friday night in Brazil. 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Eagles entered the season as the best team in the NFC? 2 years ago, they were that. I thought they were that from the start of 2022 all the way to the end. There was never a moment I thought they weren't the best team in the NFC. Last year, their record said they were. There were some cracks there we all felt, and then it all fell apart. Now we enter this season. The hype is starting to build here. 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Eagles are the best team in the NFC? Let's go to the phone lines here. Jeff in Wilmington starts us off on a Tuesday. Jeff, what's up, buddy?
Jeff.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What's up, man?
First of all, the Phillies are back. Let's get that out of the way.
Back with a capital B after that weekend they had there.
I apologize.
Did I not say last week I need to see them win the next two series, and they went out and won?
They did. 5 out of 7 against the Astros and the Braves. That's pretty good.
Very impressive. And Nick Castellanos is
not going to do it.
Doing well.
I'm not going to
apologize. You consider that apology, buddy.
I'm not gonna apologize.
All right. Go ahead, Jeff.
I was telling Kyle, I think the NFC is going to come down to the two teams that are playing on Friday night, Green Bay and the Eagles. As long as Jerry Jones owns the Cowboys, I pay them no mind. They're going to be good, but they're going to be hanging around, but I don't see them making a push to win the title. And this will appeal to Kyle. I can't stand Brock Purdy, and somehow, some way, he's going to blow up. And I'm talking about blow up like explosion, not like be good. He's going to hit the wall. So, and with that said, I can't see. San Francisco's going to be around too, but I really think the Packers are probably the second best team in the league next to the Eagles.
Well, they might be, Jeff. I mean, I'm sure we'll debate it a lot this week. So a lot of people think the Packers are a little overhyped, overrated, because it was half a season they got good. I think they're really good. I mean, I think they're going to be there towards the end of the season, you know, final four in the NFC kind of thing. So we'll see. So Jeff, you feel it? The Eagles are the best team in the NFC?
I do. And I said this a million times already since the end of last season, or since they signed these two coordinators. I think those two guys are going to be the biggest difference in this team. They had zero direction on defense last year. And the collapse was embarrassing the way they played on defense. So I'm much more hyped up this season than last season.
Well, that's interesting. And Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. Jeff, good call there. Jeff said he's more hyped up for this year than last year. You know, the one thing, Hugh, that the Eagles had last year that was a negative that they don't have this year, and now it's on to San Francisco, that Super Bowl hangover thing. It seemed like
that's a weird thing.
Nothing was good enough last year because they were looking at themselves compared to the year before, right? Like I did it. Right? I kept saying, well, they're not as good as last year. And that's a hard bar when you go to the Super Bowl the next year to come back. This year, that's not there anymore. They don't have to be as good as the team that was in the Super Bowl last year. They got to be better than they were last year.
Yeah, and I think that's what they're fighting for. And there's a lot of speculation going on with this team. A lot of unanswered questions and everything like that. Everybody's still, for the most part, talking about what happened last year, what happened down the stretch and everything like that. I believe all that is behind them. Well, it should be, because the season starts anew and it's time to get going, man, because we're trying to make it to Louisiana. I think that they've amassed a team that's going to go out there and they're gonna play well. They're going to play like a cohesive unit, something they didn't have last year.
So I am willing to move past last year and not talk about it as much and not worry about it. I just need to see them be good again. Is that too much to ask before I believe they're the best team in the NFC?
No, not at all.
Because the last time I watched them play football, forget about all the off-the-field stuff and the locker room stuff, the last time we watched the Eagles play a football game, they were bad. I need to see them play well. All I want is Friday night is to watch the game and to say, I think the Eagles are good again. That's it. I mean, obviously, I want them to win the game. But if I walk away from Friday and they look to me like a good football team, I'm in. Like, then I'm back. I feel good about the season. That's what I need to see on Friday night. I need to see them look like a good football team again. Because, Hugh, last time we saw them play a game was last January, whatever the date was, 8th or 9th, whatever that day was down in Tampa. They were an awful team.
They look, what they say, discombobulated. They looked all over the place. Yes.
And we'll see how quickly the two new coordinators, how quickly those guys can get what they want to do in place. That's going to tell a tale here. Mike in Morrisville is up. Hey, Mike.
Mike.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
What's good, Mike.
On,
what's up?
What I don't understand, I got a coordinator question at the end, but with Hugh's comment about defense is a luxury, and you look at the rosters, if you look at the 49ers, Brock Purdy may not be whatever. He doesn't do anything wrong. And that little running back there is the best running back in the league, period. They have two quality receivers. They got a great tight end. But their defense is so much better than the Eagles. So how can you say, oh, the Eagles are the best team? That's one. You can answer this. Second thing is, Kellen Moore. Everyone's all hyped about Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore had the Chargers last year, who had Justin Herbert, they had Eckler, they had two good receivers, and they finished like 20th in offense, and the Eagles finished 8th. So how all of a sudden this guy who had quality people are now going to make the Eagles so much greater. Yes, the Eagles have great talent, but I don't understand how everyone thinks Kellen Moore, who had the Chargers like 20th in offense, is all of a sudden going to make this team great. And if the Eagles' defense was 30th and they bring a coordinator in, how all of a sudden they're going to be so great with just this coordinator? I will listen. I appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
You got it, Mike. Appreciate it, buddy.
So which question should I answer first?
Well, all right, let's attack the defense, because his point is, all right, the Niners have a lot of weapons. The Eagles have a lot of weapons. But the Niners clearly have a better defense. How could you have the Eagles above them?
Well, before the Niners found out what Brock Purdy was, they were a defensive-centric team. They've kind of always been that. The first Super Bowl that they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs, yep, they were a defensive-centric team. And they still couldn't get it done because they couldn't score in the second half. And when I say that defense is a luxury, because you speaking of that team right there, the biggest issue that they had, even though they do have a good defense, it's all about scoring. And at the end of the day, when you look at who won the Super Bowl, it was because they were able to score in the waning parts of that game. That game was going back and forth. So defense is a luxury in the sense that it's good to have one, but you have to be able to score points. And on the flip side, when you talk about Kellen Moore and that offense that he had in San Diego, they were hurt. I think the running back was hurt that year, the receivers were banged up, and the quarterback was banged up. So when you talk about that team, yeah, he got dealt a bad hand in San Diego. But when you look at his success, I think a lot of people point to when he was in Dallas and what he was able to do with Dak. Now, the thing that might, you know, people might point to when they talk about that is the fact that when Mike McCarthy, who was running offense, because you look at the year that Dak had last year, and you say that Mike McCarthy was a part of that. So I think it was a little bit of both. But I think Kellen Moore is a really good offensive coordinator, and I think that he's going to implement things here that are going to help this offense take off.
So a couple things on Kellen Moore. I mean, I agree with our last caller about the defense thing. I think it matters. I mean, Hugh and I see this differently. I think the Eagles' defense is a major question mark. It's why I can't sit here today. Like, I want to sit here and get on board with Hugh like I did for the Phillies before the season started and say they're going to win the World Series. Like, I want to sit here and say the Eagles are the best team in the NFC. I can't say it today. I need to see them play well again before I believe that. I think the Niners are better. I think the Lions are better. And right now, I'd rate the Packers higher than the Eagles. But, Hugh, to the point about Kellen Moore, I think a little bit of the numbers last year are a little skewed. You mentioned the injuries. And then down the stretch, Herbert stopped playing, right? They went to their backup quarterback at the end. I'm looking early in the season last year for the Los Angeles Chargers. They scored 34. They scored 24. They scored 28. They scored 24, 17, 17, 30, 27, 38. I mean, I haven't done the math on that. We're not a math show. But they were averaging in the upper 20s to start the season. Then Herbert got hurt, and they eventually had to go to a backup quarterback. And down the stretch, they just stopped scoring. I mean, down the stretch, they scored in games 10, 6, 7, you know, 21, 22, 9, 12. Like, at the end, it was ugly with their backup quarterback in there. I think some of the numbers last year probably not fully fair to Kellen Moore and what we think he is. 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Eagles are the best team in the NFC as we start the season? I mean, are they back to that level where they were 2 years ago? A lot of people believe it. Hugh does. I need to see it to believe it. Plus, when we come back, what are the odds saying about these two teams, Eagles and the Packers? And how important is this Week 1 game? We'll touch on this next. Plus, Hugh's clues for a chance at a great prize. 215-592-90. You think you got it today, don't you?
No, I'm just laughing I'm just waiting for the complaining as soon as I get it first.
People are going to be mad at this.
Yeah, I met a listener on, I think it was Saturday night, who said,
I can't stand Hugh's clues.
He said, Joe, tell Hugh his clues stink.
If you're listening, sir, thank you. I do my best every day. Yeah, I'm trying to get it together.
He's trying. It's Week 1. He's got it locked down. We got a clue for you next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quarterback pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.